at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Monday, October 6, 2025 edition. What I'm talking about right now is something that you can help us make a difference here in the state of Michigan. We have put together a fundraising effort to put the commercial that you've been hearing on this radio station that we have been running regarding Ask My Tax. When I produced the commercial, I uploaded the 30-second radio commercial into a YouTube video. The YouTube video is exactly 30 seconds long. Because it's a YouTube video, the MP4 video file can be used by TV stations to run it as a TV commercial on regular TV stations as well as cable TV as well as other platforms. Other radio stations can use the YouTube video and extract the MP3 audio track as a 30-second radio commercial. Now, we have put together a givesendgo.com/askmytaxmediacampaign. We have a goal of $130,000. The fees that get paid to GiveSendGo for processing the charges in order for us to then place these ads on these radio stations. The commercial is there. It's right on the GiveSendGo. The title of the campaign says, Campaign to Put Ask My Tax on Radio and TV in Michigan. AskMyTax.org, which is the website, is a volunteer citizens' effort to collect enough signatures to eliminate, in caps, bold, underline, eliminate property taxes in the state of Michigan. We must submit over 460,000 valid signatures of registered voters within a 180-day period. Once validated, we will have the issue placed on the November 2026 statewide general election ballot. When approved by the simple majority of voters in Michigan, we will amend the state constitution of Michigan to permanently ban all property taxes in Michigan forever. The donations will be used to put this 30-second commercial on all major radio and TV stations in Michigan. Additionally, the ad will be running as digital pop-up ads on social media platforms. It will also allow us to run the commercial on cable TV, and we will be able to also do a text message campaign. Please donate whatever amount you can afford and then share this campaign with all the people you know who could benefit from not having property taxes in our great state of Michigan. Well, so far, just since we went live with this last Thursday, I believe Friday, we've raised $1,220. Average donation is just a hair over $100 per person because we have had 12 donations, $1,220 total. The most recent donation, Tim Chargeft up in Sheboygan. He donated $100 a day ago. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate you doing that. Paul Herman, $100. Lori, $100. Robin Tucker, $100. That was done 4 days ago. So before the weekend. Folks, all you have to do is text me media, just text me MEDIA. I'll send you the link to the Give Send Go page. You can click on it. You can hear the commercial. You can see the YouTube video, and you can make your donation online. Then please, after you make your donation, share the text message link I sent to your phone. Send it to 10 people you know that live in Michigan. As soon as we get the funds available, we're going to start first with text messaging program. That's the cheapest. That'll drive more people to the donation page. And then when we have enough revenue in the account, we're going to start in southeastern Michigan. We're going to do Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb County radio and TV stations down there first, the highest, most populated area of our state. Hopefully that will generate more people seeing the media campaign, causing them to donate. And then we're going to go into Grand Rapids. We're going to go into Flint. And then we're going to start showing up on social media. So when you go to, for example, 7 and 4, 9 and 10, 29 and 8 news sites, and you're going to watch a news story on your phone or tablet, our commercial will pop up, and you have to watch our commercial first before you get to the news content. So that's the plan. We're going to push back and get an additional month of October as well as November for collecting signatures. I talked to Carla over the weekend and on Friday, and she said April and May has already been lined up to be replaced. So basically, this campaign will be June, July, August, September, October, and November. So we still have almost 2 months to be able to do this. We're collecting the signatures now. Carla's going through them, checking them against the qualified voter files, and figuring out exactly how many more we need to get. And we'll let you guys know as soon as those numbers are updated and released. On the budget, there was one Republican state senator that voted no on all five bills. Who was that Republican senator? Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, who just happens to also be a gubernatorial candidate running for governor next year. Typically, members of leadership end up supporting bipartisan budget deals to show a sign of unity. But in this case, Nesbitt was a no because he said the bills didn't do enough to help ease the burden on families, farmers, small businesses, and kids so that they can make it here in the state of Michigan. Nesbitt said he commended the House Republicans for their efforts in crafting their state spending plan. However, they were forced to negotiate with an absent governor and a Senate Democrat majority unable to demonstrate an ounce of leadership, end quote, said Nesbitt. According to Nesbitt, the budget shows the need for a new Senate majority and a Republican governor. Nesbitt supported shifting of state gasoline tax proceeds to go to fully supporting road funding. 100% of tax money in Michigan drivers pay at the pump should go to fixing the roads, period, Nesbitt said. I voted to add $2 billion in road funding by taking money away from waste, fraud, and abuse, but not from families that are struggling to make it in Michigan. Nesbitt's no vote did not go unnoticed by the Democrats, who noted that all the other quadrant leaders supported this budget. They say the plan went a long way to, here we go, fixing the damn roads, setting a new record per pupil funding for public schools, protecting Medicaid, continuing free breakfast and lunch programs for Michigan kids, and also increasing the spending to keep Michigan's communities safe, end quote, said Derek Honeyman, the chair of the Michigan Democratic Party's media department. This budget is a major win for Michigan families and passed both the House and the Senate overwhelmingly with bipartisan support. However, Senator Eric Nesbitt knows that working across the aisle won't cut it in this upcoming nasty Republican primary. Nesbitt voted against the roads, he voted against the schools, and he voted for lowering the cost for Michiganders. Nesbitt's vote shows just how extreme he really is and how far right this primary election has already gone. Nesbitt's vote against the bipartisan budget is just the latest in his litany of far-right extremism in the state Senate, which has included voting against repealing the retirement tax, voting to keep it in place, as well as supporting the now defunct 1931 abortion ban. Nesbitt also voted against a resolution condemning Trump's disastrous new tax laws and the One Big Beautiful Bill, according to the Michigan Democratic Party's spokesperson. Mr. Hunneman, you know what you just did? You just listed all the exact reasons why somebody should consider voting for Eric Nesbitt to be the Republican candidate next year. Because as a conservative patriot who votes for conservative Republicans, you just gave me line by line, point by point, exactly why someone like me should vote for Nesbitt in the upcoming August primary next year, which is now 10 months away. Man, I can't believe how fast this year's going by. Well, the bottom line, Nesbitt's no votes on all five of the budget bills, Democrats are already attacking him. What does that tell you? Something to consider. Maybe, just maybe, Nesbitt is a good candidate for governor. But we shall see. The governor candidates are going to be debating per the Michigan Republican Party's debate schedule. Three debates upcoming. November 18th, Great Wolf Lodge in Traverse City. I'm going to be there. We'll talk more about it after this final break of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Todd in Pickford just sent me a text of media. The phone will auto-reply here in a couple minutes. I had to do a reset. Man, I am getting a ton of feedback through my headset. Can you guys hear me okay? Oh, yeah. There it is. Okay. That was weird. Well, the other kind of interesting take on this is how the governor and the Senate Democrats are trying to spin this budget as being completely bipartisan. Well, Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, has not made a public statement regarding this budget. Now, again, I'm still waiting for the final numbers to see if it's got an 8 in the front of it or a 7. Is it going to be in the $70 billion something range or $80 billion something range? But it's really interesting because how this is going to be positioned is whether or not the Republicans were able to make enough cuts to what they called waste, fraud, and abuse. Kind of interesting. And here's another situation that we're dealing with. This budget goes into and leads toward the next budget next year, an election year. Every state rep, every state senator will be on the ballot. And this will be the last budget for Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Well, Senator Sylvia Santana, Democrat from Detroit, again, the chair of the subcommittee that handles Department of Health and Human Services, she's already starting to look at next year's budget due to the cuts doing the federal government's one big beautiful bill, the amount of federal funding that's being lost. She's already looking at next year's budget saying, we've got to figure this out now, because she fears there may be even more cuts coming from Washington, D.C.'s next year budget. According to this story, Santana believes that we need to start working on the budget right now so that we can take advantage of any changes, shifts in this year's budget that we may be able to apply to next year's budget. Expunging funds, basically, is what she's talking about. Well, one of the things that was not bipartisan, Democrats attacking Detroit State Representative Karen Whitsitt. During the House floor vote early Thursday morning, and this is kind of interesting because of the way they stayed in session technically, how they were over, carried over into Friday morning's actual floor vote. Well, Karen Whitsitt decided not to be present during the first floor vote. The only House member not on the floor for the fiscal year 2026 budget, State Representative Karen Whitsitt of Detroit. Well, Detroit City Council opponent Denzel McCampbell, who is running for Detroit City Council, may be running against Whitsitt next year. He put out a press release trumpeting that Whitsitt failed to show up for a vote to fund our communities. He noted that this was the only time since May 7th she has attended a House session when the House Republican budget bills were on the board for a vote. That's the only time she showed up. Passing a state budget is key and is a constitutional duty for all state legislators in Michigan, McCampbell said. Whitsitt has not shown up for a session since she voted for the disastrous and very dangerous MAGA Republican House budget that would have stripped millions of dollars from our Detroit community and cut needed health care and assistance programs. McCampbell went on to say, in 2025 alone, she's not been present more than 75% of the House day sessions. Well, residents in District 7 cannot afford to be playing "Where in the World is Karen Whitsitt?" The only time she shows up over the past 6 weeks was to vote for the Republicans' budget that would have harmed our community. When the time came to keep our government open and fund our communities, Karen was nowhere to be found. Well, in response, Whitsitt noted that the passage of the conference committee reports on the budget were never in question. Both the school budget as well as the general fund budgets in the omnibus budget deal was going to pass whether she was in chamber or not. So, already receiving political attacks from her potential opponents next year. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you.